Good morning. This is WUSF. Manatee County has had a disproportionate number of COVID-19 cases and deaths when compared to the rest of the state. To find out why, Health News Florida editor Julio Ochoa spoke with reporter Kathy Carter.
Manatee County has a higher number of positive cases than other areas of the state. Kathy, you've been looking into that. What did you find?
It's true, Julio, although the numbers change every day. We'll go back to last Tuesday's Manatee County Commission meeting because that's when they get their weekly updates. As of Tuesday, there had been 563 people that had tested positive for COVID-19. 46 people had died. So that represents 15.7% presumptive positive test rate in Manatee County. Now, this compares to a statewide positive test rate of 8.9%. There seems to be a couple of reasons why that is. First, there's been a very low volume of testing in Manatee County. And secondly, some of the data may be skewed because there have been outbreaks at 9 long-term care facilities and nursing homes in the county.
I see. So if one of the reasons is that there's been a low volume of testing, what does that mean?
Well, as of last Tuesday, Manatee County had received results on 3,579 tests. So that represents just 0.85% of the total population. And public health officials will say this is simply not enough to get good data. I spoke with Dr. Marissa Levine. She's a professor with the University of South Florida College of Public Health. She says if a high percentage of tests come back positive, it's pretty clear you're not testing enough of the community to capture all of the infected people and the healthy people in the community. So she asks, who's getting tested? That affects the data. If a good portion of tests were done in a confined population like nursing homes, that will skew the data. You'll see a big bump because that's the cohort they're testing. The guiding principle is you want 10% or lower of your test to come back positive. Get that higher percent test. The general consensus is you're not doing enough testing.
So you said nursing homes there. We've seen big problems in nursing homes around the state. At first, the Florida Department of Health wasn't releasing information about cases in nursing homes. Now that they are, what are you finding in Manatee County?
So there have been outbreaks at 9 long-term facilities and nursing homes in Manatee County. I spoke earlier that there were 46 people who had died. At least 20 of those deaths did occur at 2 Manatee County nursing homes that were run by the same company.
So it sounds like nursing homes are partially skewing the data. But that being said, Manatee is still behind in the number of people it's testing. Why is that?
Well, it actually hasn't been from lack of effort. At the April 21st commission meeting, Manatee County's public health officer, Jennifer Bensi, said about a month ago she got a call on a Saturday that the state was sending the county 600 testing kits. And then just a couple of hours later, she got another call saying 150 of those tests were now going to get redirected to another county. And then 2 weeks ago, Manatee County received another 150 testing kits from the state. They were all in a different language, and the state said they were not usable and asked the county to send them back, and were told at that time that there was a shortage.
So, yeah, Manatee seems to be lacking a lot of tests. What is the county doing about acquiring more tests now?
Yeah, county commissioners have been sounding the alarm for weeks on the lack of testing. That alarm gets louder as the weeks progress. An email was sent to Governor Ron DeSantis. Texts have been sent to the Senate President Bill Galvano, all in an effort to get more state tests. Meantime, the Board of County Commissioners have approved spending up to $100,000 to purchase tests in the private market. The second drive-through testing site is running through Friday in Manatee County. Strike teams have come into Manatee County. The National Guard is testing folks in those nursing homes. Meanwhile, talks are in the works now for the National Guard to set up a regional testing site for Manatee and Sarasota counties where they can be here for about 14 days. They say they can test up to 400 people a day for that, and that is in the works.
That was WUSF's Kathy Carter speaking with Health News Florida editor Julio Ochoa.